Among the comments, Eastside Planning Commissioner Louise Willoughby said her group worked long and hard on revising the East County Code before sending it on to council in February of 2016. Now she said the council just came up with a revision to their plan. Given that, she wondered what incentives residents have to serve on local boards.
Because there has been years and years of work gone into the planning, and in 1 month, you can go ahead and ask staff to go and make another option. After 9 years of work, 1 month. So this is really a slap in the face to someone who is on a commission.
We've been dealing with what you served up for well over a month. It's been like a year and a half.
It hasn't felt like it's been dealt with, I think, for most of us.
Well, we've had many meetings, we've received a lot of input, and we're wrestling with a lot of issues relating to it. And we asked the staff to put something on the board for us to evaluate.
Council Chairman Chris Robinson there said they've had many meetings on the East County Code in the past 2 years. And he noted some people, like former Eastside Commissioner Mike Brown, have complained they're taking too long. And the council was commended by Ken Henry. He was on the Eastside Planning Commission in early 2016, and he voted against their recommendations.
The reason I voted against it was that there was too much hurry up. And I think there's a lot of danger in making a quick decision. What I really want to do is compliment you guys for taking time, for being very careful with the issues. I know that when it was submitted to you from the Planning Commission, it was very controversial. It was based on a lot of emotions. A lot of our meetings, there were things that were said, whatever you want, we're going to give you whatever you want. And a lot of the people were looking at how to benefit themselves. If you're looking at how to benefit the environment, how to benefit the community, how to preserve a way of life and a future that preserves value, there is a lot of value to keeping things rural.
Robinson said he thinks they're getting close to the finish line. After the hearing Wednesday, the council continued the item to next month. Robinson said that two council members will get with the staff, analyze the public comments, and come back to the entire council at a work session, perhaps in mid-January. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broff.